Egyptian border guards fired in the air and used clubs and water cannons to drive back hundreds of Palestinian women and children who surged across the border from Gaza today, demanding the frontier be open for shipments of food and essential provisions. Israel has offered limited respite from the blockade that has left 1.5 million Gaza residents without access to essential goods or power for days. The spokesperson for the International Red Cross in Jerusalem, Michelle Mercier, told us more about the situation on the ground.
Today, some deliveries of fuel have been authorized by Israel to reach the Gaza Strip, which is very much needed indeed because the Strip was completely closed for the last 4 days. And even before, days, weeks and months before, the level of shipments of essential goods, including fuel, but also all the humanitarian essential supplies, was always very much low and lower than what the needs of the population are in the Gaza Strip. Those last 4 days should not make us forget that the situation has been very difficult for a long time. It's been particularly difficult since last June when Israel decided to control very, very closely the whole border, leaving only two or three entry points for essential goods. So the only difference, let's say, between June and the last few days is that during the last few days it was completely closed. So always difficult to assure the right level of sanitation for bringing drinkable water and assuring sewage services, etc. It's very complicated, and the possibilities to cope with the situation are quite limited.